Sallallahu even to audio and to record, no problem, but don't make video. Okay? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidinil Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi Qur'anil Majeed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله بفضل كرم إحسان فالله تعالى We find ourselves on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and we find ourselves in the Mubarak month of Muharram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this particular month, Muharram, to begin the Islamic calendar. Because this month of Muharram, it is a month that is very great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ended the year with the month of Dhul-Hijjah, Dhul-Hajj, which is a great month, and started the new year with the month of Muharram. So with one year finishing, another year starting, it is a lesson for us that time is moving. And with the moving of time, that means our age also is getting finished. And the life of the world also is getting finished. This world is not going to be here forever. We all know that Qiyamah is going to take place. And this world will come to an end. And we are also not going to be forever. Either we will see Qiyamah, or we will have our own Qiyamah when we pass away. We will pass away before the big Qiyamah takes place. So through this time, every morning we see the sun rising, the evening the sun sets, night, day, summer, winter, autumn, spring, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that time is moving. And we have come to the world for a short period of time. Eventually we are going to pass away and go to our real home. This world is not our home. It's not our house. Our house is the Akhirat. And that life in the Akhirat, in the hereafter, this is going to be an eternal life. There is no death, there is no mort on the day of Qiyamah. After all, hisab is taken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct for mort to be brought. And a creature will be brought and Allah ta'ala will instruct for it to be slaughtered. And it will be slaughtered and then it will be told to mankind and jinnkind that this is death. Death has been slaughtered. Now there is no more death. So the person who passed away with Iman, he will now have success. He will now spend eternity in Jannat al-Firdaus or in Jannah. And a person who died on Kufr, he died on Nifaq, he died on Shirk, he didn't bring Iman, then Allahumma ahfadna, Allah Ta'ala protect us, but that person will spend eternity in the fire of Jahannam. So with the changing of time, it must be a reminder for us that I need to do those things that will bring me closer to Allah Ta'ala. In the dunya, for our dunya, for our world, for our rizq, for our clothing, for our food, for our comforts. We do so much. We do so much. If we have to find out, maybe most of us, we were not born here. From way to way we traveled and we came here for rizq. And there is no problem in that. We can travel wherever our rizq is. Allah Ta'ala take us there and we earn our rizq. But our main objective in life must be our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Our connection with Allah Ta'ala, no matter where I am, but I must remember my Iman, I must remember my Islam, and I must remember my duty. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they too, they traveled out, and they went to different lands. But wherever they went, they took Iman with them. Took Iman with them, and they shared that with the people of those lands. Today is the 9th of Muharram. Tomorrow is the 10th, which we know as Yom Ashura, Yomul Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. So with regards to this 10th of Muharram, to fast on the 10th of Muharram, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the early days of Islam, it used to be fard. But later on, after coming to Medina Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the ummah with the fast of Ramadan. So the fast of Ramadan, sawm in Ramadan, this became fard. And this sawm of Yom Ashura, this became nafl, became something that is optional. If a person fasts, he will get a lot of sawab, lot of reward. And if a person fasts on the 10th, then all his sins, all his minor sins are forgiven. Allah Ta'ala will forgive all the minor sins. So it's something that we should all try and do. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, then he found the Yahud, the Jews, they are also fasting on Yomul Ashura. So he asked them, he said, why are you fasting on this day? So they said that this was the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us, saved Musa alayhi salam and the Jewish people from the clutches of Fir'aun. Because Allah ta'ala had instructed Musa alayhi salam to take the Bani Israel and leave the land of Fir'aun. In the morning, Fir'aun realized that these people are gone. So he went behind them with the army. So in front of them was the ocean, and behind them is the army of Fir'aun. So the Bani Israel, they started telling Musa alayhi salam, no, you got us in a problem, bigger problem now. In the front is the ocean, in the back is the army, what are we going to do now? So Allah Ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam that he must take his asa and he must strike the ocean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 12 roads appear in the ocean. Because there were 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. And they all crossed and went to the other side. Fir'aun and his army tried to chase behind them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the water to close on them. And that is how Fir'aun and his army drowned. So Allah ta'ala saved the people of Iman, because at that time, those people who were following Musa alayhi salam, they were the people of Iman. So Allah Ta'ala saved the people of Iman, and Allah Ta'ala drowned the one who was on kufr, who was on disbelief. So they said that out of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, we are fasting on this day. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we, the Muslim ummah, we are more worthy of loving Musa alayhi salam. Because the Jewish people have lost their religion. It is the people of Iman who bring Iman in all the Anbiya alayhi salam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then instructed the ummah that if you fast on the 10th, he said, if I live till next year, then I will fast on the 9th and the 10th. Or the 10th and the 11th, that's the option that is given to us, that we must oppose the Yahud. We must be different from the Jews. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the Muslim ummah to be unique. Everything about us must be unique. We must be like a lamp for the rest of mankind. That mankind must be able to see the road to Allah, be able to see the road to Jannah. If the Muslim is going to behave same like everybody else, then how is the Muslim going to fulfill his duty of showing everybody the road to Allah. What is worse is if we as Muslim, we start to love the way of the kuffar, and we are following their ways instead of following the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us that we must keep two fasts, 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So those that are fasting today, alhamdulillah, Allah accept, and then we have to fast again tomorrow. And if we are not fasting today, then we can fast tomorrow and we can fast on Sunday again. The other thing, and we will conclude on this, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned مَوَسَّعَ عَلَىٰ عِيَادِهِ يَوْمَ عَشُورَ وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَائِرَ سَنَتِهِ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That person who is generous towards his family, meaning his wife and his children, whoever is dependent on him. So if he is generous, he spends on them. Allama Shami rahimahullah, he mentioned you can spend by buying some food or buying some clothing or any other thing, whichever way you want to spend on your family, your wife, your children. So if a person is generous on the day of Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram, he is generous towards his family, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous towards him for the rest of the year. So most people you speak to today, their business is bad, things are tough, hard. So if we want barakah in our rizq, and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be generous towards us, then on this day of Ashura, we should be generous towards our family, our wife, our children, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me tawfiq, Allah ta'ala give you tawfiq, and Allah ta'ala give you entire ummah tawfiq. Allah ta'ala accept your effort, right here in the middle of nowhere. You won't even think anything is happening here. Alhamdulillah, there are Muslims here. We have established a place here to lead your salah. And sometimes we won't realize what the impact is having. We couldn't find the place. First time we are coming here. So we put there in a Google Maps, but it didn't bring us here. It took us to another place. So we went there and we asked some local people to looking for the place for the where the Muslims are praying. So there was a lady there. She's not a Muslim. But she said, no, come, I will show you. I will show you where the place is. Now you can't even see the place from the road. Nothing. But just your coming here and reading salah, it is a form of da'wah. That lady is a non-Muslim, but she knows where the Muslims come to pray. And she brought us here to the driveway. And then I told her, I said, no, let us go and drop you off. For you did us a favor, you brought us here. So let me take you back to your place. So she said, no, you go and pray. You go and pray, I will take a walk, and I will go back. So Allah Ta'ala bless her with iman. Allah Ta'ala bless the people of this place. This musalla must get small. It must have a big masjid. It must have a markaz. Iman must grow from here. Allah Ta'ala accept. Thank you.